from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
On the show, you are overwhelmed in a good way with particular items that have to be dealt with. And today's one of those days. I love them. I absolutely love it. I do not have time today. Let me just warn you about some rivalry. I don't have time today if you want to bring up whether or not Kirby Smart can win a natty. Don't do it. It's not going to be talked about. It's not. That's petty. That topic is a flea on the back of an elephant. That topic is not a topic, okay? Today is not the day. Today is not the day. Items like that will get zero attention today on the show. Today is about the news, couple of news items that happened on Wednesday. One, obviously, would be the news from the Houston Chronicle. Brent Zwerneman, who covers A&M, kind of ironic because Catch was on the show today, and he was on the show yesterday. Yeah, I'm gonna have him back later. In hour number three today, I talked to him later last night. But two topics. One would be expansion. Now, not of the playoffs. That'll be part of it. But expansion of leagues. And again, go back. If you lived it with me, the summer of 2010 was exhilarating. Are we about to go back there here? I'm not quite there yet, but again, I'll have plenty of time to expound on that. But the story that Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the Southeastern Conference and inquired about joining the league. Now, this hit. Think about this news item. This news item hit yesterday, almost precisely when Jimbo Fisher is addressing the media. This was a carefully placed news release. This was not a random, oh gosh, news here. How did this happen? This was a carefully placed news atomic bomb for the world of college athletics on Wednesday. And remember about a week or two ago, the Greek Cypriot was tweeting the show, said, Bill, where are we at with expansion? And I told you, I said, I don't think the environment's there right now for for expansion. Yeah, I don't think we're in that environment. This apparently has changed. Going to be a lot of hurdles that I will get into. I will carefully walk you through all of this in a meticulous way that others won't be able to do. I'll walk you through all of it, but it's going to take an entire morning to comb through this, re-comb through it, and then after we do that, sift through it again. It's going to take time this morning. I don't have time for shenanigans. Don't busy up my timeline with some silly rivalry thing. Don't do it. Not today. Today is not the day to do that. Other news, and very sad news, Bobby Bowden, one of the classiest, one of the most genuine, one of the best coaches that ever coached the oblong spheroid, has terminal medical news. Nothing specific there. That's private. That's the Bowden's business. But they did allow that release. And I believe he's 91 years old. And I had a lot of you folks hit me up yesterday about it. And it is truly sad news. Now, he's on up there age-wise. That doesn't matter. It's still very sad news. But we can also champion one of the true, real, not fakes out there in Bobby Bowden. Bobby Bowden, from the very beginning, has been a man of faith. He's not a fake man of faith. He doesn't do it so you can see it. And then once the lights are dim, he goes and acts like a fool somewhere. That is not Bobby Bowden. He has always been a man that is for real. He was not afraid to profess his faith. He is proud of it, and he will die being proud of it. And I can't say enough good things about him. I interviewed him a few times through the years. Not a lot, unfortunately for me. But always a man that was incredibly sincere. Probably the best time we ever had with him was we had him on the show and we relived the time when he interviewed for the Alabama job. And we went through it slowly and all that happened there. And he really thought he was going to take that job. And they opted for Bill Curry. He knew it. Once he met with the committee, he knew that they weren't favoring him like he thought they did, which was their mistake. They were favoring Bill Curry. But anyways, I did have some really good moments with him. Not many, because obviously he's busy and he's at Florida State. The run that he had in the 90s, the run that he had in the, oh boy, all those ACC teams, the national championship teams, the Miami games, the Florida games, the Florida State games are epic. They're absolutely epic, and Florida State as a rivalry isn't anywhere remotely close to the 1990s. Not even remotely similar to the 1990s. What that game meant, not only in the state, but nationally, obviously they're in different leagues, but just incredible. Incredible memories of Bobby Bowden. And sad news. Yeah, very, very sad news. Now, Josh Newberg is coming up. He's regularly scheduled here. ACC meeting started on Wednesday, so it's Wednesday, Thursday in Charlotte at the ACC meeting. So we'll talk to him about that a little bit. Again, I am going to give you long form what's happening here with this Oklahoma-Texas news. I'm going to give it to you. That's why we do the show the way we do it, so we can go long form when it's time. When it's time to stretch out and give a topic as big as this one the unlimited latitude it needs, that's why we set up the way we set up here on the show. We do not chop it up a lot, guest it up a lot. Yesterday happened to be one of those days. Dave Biddle is going to be good, because how does this affect the Big Ten? If indeed something like this were to happen. Now, again, I'm not convinced yet. Not yet. This is a done deal. And I'll get into all the obstacles. I've talked to you about this. You've got the grant of rights. That's where the league owns your TV rights. And that's not up for the Big 12 until 2025. You also have the Longhorn Network, which is a deal that Texas has exclusively with ESPN, which goes through 2031. You also have network negotiations coming up here soon, because the ESPN-Fox deal with the Big 12 is up in 2025. That coincides too. Make no mistake about it. This is solely 100% about the money. Here's another question I have for you. I have told you through the years, Texas has never been interested in the SEC for one main reason, and that is, academically, Texas looks at the SEC like a bunch of inferior fools. Always have. That is a fact. Texas has always looked at the SEC like you are academically inferior to us. We would never join forces with you heathens. We would never do. So what's changed? Remember, the scare of 2010 was going west. Oklahoma and Texas going west. And they were going to take with them, let's say, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech. There's another note here. I keep seeing Bill. State legislature in Oklahoma has a rule. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State cannot separate. Don't think that's true. I don't think that's a fact. I think that's an unwritten type, perhaps, secret agreement, but it's not law. It's not law. Now, we know for sure A&M is 100% against this. And according to SEC bylaws, you would need 11 yes votes out of 14 to clear Oklahoma and Texas into the SEC. You know there's one in the Aggies that are adamantly against this. Ross Bjork, the AD, was on ESPN yesterday, said, "We are absolutely determined to be the only team in Texas in the SEC." How would Missouri feel about this? How would LSU feel? How would Arkansas feel about this? There's a lot we've got to uncover here. There is so much for us to get to. Josh Newberg is next. And after that, Chris Landry. Landry football. The brilliant football-minded Chris Landry. Dave Biddle. And yeah, you said Bill get catch again. And I contacted him. He's on later. Hour number three. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still looking at very heavy, slow traffic here on 40 eastbound on the west side of Nashville here at Whitebridge Pike. It's been closed over here for quite some time on this situation. Again, on 40 eastbound this morning over on the west side of Nashville, traffic is a mess. It's looking a little bit better in the westbound lanes. A crash with injuries, Murfreesboro Pike at Old Murfreesboro Pike. And watching traffic build through Kingston Springs right now on I-40 coming in from Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Eric Almirola upends the NASCAR playoff system by winning at New Hampshire this past weekend. Up next, they've got a couple of weeks off because of the Olympics. But you can still grab all your NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Eric Almirola, and you are listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
One of those days where there are so many balls in the air, we'll figure it out. Lots going to be left on the cutting room floor after this show. But we'll handle it. That's why we set up exactly the way we set up to do this show 3 hours a day. Josh Newberg with us, 24/7 Sports, Big Three Roll Up. Berg, a few things here. The Bobby Bowden news on Wednesday, truly sad. I'm sure you've heard from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I thought that it was handled properly. You know, they put out the statements yesterday, both from the president and the AD. Mike Norvell tweeted something out that was really special, but just a sad kind of week all around for Florida State here, heading into media days, actually.
Media days on Wednesday and Thursday in Charlotte. Did you have a lot of interaction with Coach Bowden while covering the Noles?
When I started, that's how I started. I was living across the street from Florida State, Doak Campbell Stadium, like literally across the street. And I was heading into my junior year of college, and Jamie Newberg, who used to work for Scout.com at the time, asked me if I wanted to help them out. And I was like, yeah, what do you guys need me to do? He's like, well, this guy, Jim Henry, who now is at the Tallahassee Democrat, Jim Henry needs you to get quotes from Bobby Bowden. I was like, what do you mean quotes? He's like, well, after practice, Coach Bowden speaks, and he just wants you to get some quotes and write them up and send them to Jim. I was like, all right, that sounds easy enough. So I'd walk across there. Well, this was about 2004. And Coach Bowden at this time loved talking to the media. And he would pull up after practice in his golf cart. He'd kind of kick his feet up, and he would just field questions. So I would do like 45 minutes to an hour of Bobby Bowden transcription and send it off. And I did that for like two spring practices. So it was really cool because at that time, you know, Bobby really wanted to talk, and he would just take any questions. So, yeah, I had kind of a lot of interactions. I mean, it wasn't anything personal. There was probably 15 people in the media scrum every time, but that was my interaction with Coach Bowden.
That's a pretty good way to get started.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, now looking back on it, it was just grunt work. You know, I was simply doing the transcribing and then sending it to Jim, who was making a story out of it. But yeah, it was a cool way to get in. And you know, looking back on it, I mean, a legendary coach, and I was just lucky enough to be able to stick my mic in there every day and get some quotes from him.
Josh Newberg with us, and sad news on Wednesday, it was announced Coach Bowden has a terminal illness. Nothing specific there, that's private, but they did want that out, Josh, that it was something not good. And I tell you what, people in the audience, some religious, some perhaps not, either way, that's fine, whatever you choose, but I don't know of a guy, Josh, and not that I know Coach Bowden well, but you would think this guy, if anybody's at peace with their time, it would be him.
Yeah, you would think so. And it was a simple statement, but it was a understandable one from Coach Bowden. I mean, he's lived such a great life and such a long life, and it's good to hear that, you know, he's at peace. Did you ever interact with him?
Yeah, I had him probably maybe three times on the show. The best one I was just talking about, where I had him on, and this was somewhere around when you were talking about, somewhere in the 2000s, and all we talked about was when he interviewed for the Alabama job and how he and Terry got a room together in Birmingham, and I believe Terry was interviewing at Samford the same day, and they had all these balloons in the room, and he fully expected to take the Alabama job, got into the meeting with the board at Alabama and realized they wanted Bill Curry. They didn't want him. He was shocked. So he got in his car and drove home, drove back to Tallahassee, and the rest is history. But to hear him tell the story was riveting. Just incredible. Okay, now wait a minute. I'm sitting here with Texas and Oklahoma nuclear bomb news. I've got the Coach Bowden news, sad news from yesterday. And I'm sitting here, and I see my timeline, and there's a big three roll-up announcement. First of all, are you trying to upend the news today? Is that what you're doing?
No, we just put out a little announcement today that the run of the big three roll-up is over. We've done a lot. We've had a great time. We're proud of what we did. Five and a half years. I don't even know how long it was, but we pulled a plug and we decided to end the big three roll-up currently as we know it. Maybe reignite things down the road, but the run is over, Bill. We've done it all.
Is this kind of like a rock band? You can only spend enough creative time together before you got to go.
I think so. I think there's something to that. I think it maybe has just more to do with we're all kind of moving in different directions right now, and then coming back to do the show once a week was kind of just, it was just wearing on us, I think, for a while. And, you know, there was a time where we were running and cranking out shows, and it kind of changed, you know. The show kind of took over us, and we had to return to it every week, and I don't know, it just became a lot. And we did a lot. We had a lot of fun. We accomplish the things we want to accomplish, and it was a good time to end the show, we thought.
Now, what about the Kush House and all that?
Corey's going to take that over. Silk's got it. He's doing great things with it. You guys can follow him at Kush House LLC on Twitter, on Instagram, and all that. So he's running with it. I'm still going to be involved, hopefully make some content with him over there, but, yeah, that's 100% his deal. So he's got it.
Man. Jordan up in West Lafayette, Indiana. Can you ask Berg about Marcus Cushdy, a transfer defensive end who decommitted from Purdue at the 11th hour for Florida State?
Yeah, that's going to be a important. You know, heading into the end of summer, I said they had one more scholarship to use in the transfer portal, and it'd be wise if they use it off on offensive line. But, Bill, as we know, the transfer portal just isn't full of great, talented offensive linemen. So Florida State has other needs, defensive end being one of them. I think wide receiver would have been one that they maybe would have used a scholarship on. They had one more scholarship. They got a pass rusher. I don't know if he's going to become a starter year one. I do think we see him situationally, definitely on passing downs. FSU needs that coming off the edge. So we'll see. I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if he's going to earn a starting position to start the season, though.
Berg, I would ask you to tell us what's next on the Big Three roll-up. What am I going to do now when I don't have that question to ask?
That's why you're the professional, Bill. I'm just the guy without a podcast. You got to figure that out.
Berg, now you're still with 24/7 and all that, right? I mean,
hey, yes, I am right now.
I mean, when Oklahoma and Texas pulled the plug, I didn't think you were a casualty. Never occurred to me you.
There's changes in the air, Bill. Changes in the air. What can I say?
Gosh. All right. Berg, have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Bill. See ya.
There you go. Josh Newberg. Man, what a crazy last 12, 24 hours, whatever. Wow. Huh. Now, circling back to the topic at hand, are we about to relive the expansion scare of 2010? Are we about to go in there, except it's totally a different flavor? It is not about moving out to the Pac-12. Dan Beebe and all his incompetence is not involved. Larry Scott and all his incompetence isn't involved. What happened? What changed? Texas to date, y'all, has always looked at the SEC like a bunch of inferior morons. They would never join the SEC. It is beneath them. That would be like them having exclusive rights to their country club, giving it up for a country club many levels inferior to the one they're used to. Not nearly as snobby, not nearly as snooty. What would have changed? Oklahoma and Texas are pretty much tied together. Nobody else is. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma isn't legally or in that legislature, like some are saying, tied together. Oklahoma does not have to take Oklahoma State with them. Here's another question. Besides what changed with Texas here? One of the big items back in 2010 regarding the Dan Beebe Big 12 was, what would places like Lawrence, Kansas, Ames, Iowa, Manhattan, Kansas, and other cities, Waco, Texas, for example, what do they do? If you blow a league up with your brand names that carry the league, Texas and Oklahoma, what do you have left? You have crickets left. What do those schools do money-wise if this indeed happens? It's a scary time for them. You saw the Oklahoma State release. Now, again, I don't have it in front of me. I've got it. I snapped a picture, but I'm not looking at it right now. Basically said, we are terribly disappointed in this news if indeed this news is true. We're very, very disappointed. We will continue to look at this behind the scenes, but it was basically Oklahoma State saying, oh, my God, I hope this isn't true. That's basically the news release from Oklahoma State. What would these other cities do? These college towns, these athletic departments, what would they do? Because you're talking about totally blowing up the league. You've got no league. You're not a Power 5 league. What does West Virginia do? It's already an awkward geographical, quote, fit for them, but it's been good money-wise. What would they do? Grant of rights for Texas and Oklahoma and all the teams in that league are in place through 2025. meaning the TV rights stay with that league 4 more years. What happens there? TV contract with ESPN and Fox with the Big 12 lasts 4 more years. Longhorn Network ESPN contract is good through 2031, I believe. What happens there? SEC is not going to allow Texas to have their own network. Texas is not coming in the SEC if indeed they do come and run the league. Texas runs the Big 12. That's not happening in the SEC. Why would Texas give up that much clout and that much power and that much muscle? What could have changed? And there's only one answer to that. There's several words, folks, but there's only one answer, and that is an anticipated capitulation of the NCAA. An anticipated Armageddon of the NCAA. An anticipated nuclear bomb of the NCAA. Where maybe their calculation is all these agreements in place won't mean a bleeping thing here soon. And the sexy, most popular, most attractive, most lucrative place to be is in the South, in the SEC. All our past arrogance about academic superiority is no longer a thing going into the future. We don't mind moving into the same neighborhood with a bunch of people who we wouldn't allow in our school. Got to remember, Texas is the ultimate arrogant institution. It's, if you're just ranking arrogance, Texas is at the very top. Out and out, flat out, overconfidence, arrogance. What would have changed, y'all? And the answer, again, is an anticipated capitulation. That's what would have changed this entire mindset. Would A&M be able to find 3 other schools to vote no? A&M is not going to agree to this unless there's something going on behind the scenes where they're going to get so much it won't really matter. You got to remember, Texas is the only school in America hated so much that teams left the league to get away from them. There's no other school like that. A&M hates Texas way more than Auburn and Alabama hate each other. Alabama and Auburn would never move to another league because of their hate. Same with Michigan, Ohio State. What do you do with A&M here? Just say tough it out? Tough it up, Buttercup? They hate. Hate's a strong word, yes. They hate Texas. If there's a stronger word than hate, then apply it. We'll get the break here. Oh, so much here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still a mess over here on the west side of town as they continue to work this situation on 40 East, where it's still shut down between 46th Avenue and 440 this morning. What a mess over on the west side. That's affected a lot of folks coming down the interstate this morning on I-40 coming in through Kingston Springs. Just be aware of that as you come in from Dixon County, Hickman County as well this morning, headed towards West Nashville. Ripley's Aquarium, PJ Party with the Penguins coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great you finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Back to the money. Because this is about money. And it's about future money. The SEC's new deal with the SEC to take over the CBS slot in a couple of years, what is that, 2024, is worth, I think, $3 billion. That's for one game a week, basically. One game a week. $3 billion. The Big 12's current deal with ESPN and Fox for every game is less than that. It's a 12-year deal that's up in a couple of years. Let me say this again. The new, somewhat new, it kicks in here soon, but the newest negotiated SEC agreement, this time taking away from that CBS game, it'll be the same slot, it'll just be ESPN. No longer CBS, kicks in 2024. That deal's worth $3 billion. The entire schedule that the Big 12 has right now, and it's towards the end of a 12-year agreement, is about $2.6 billion. That's for every game. The new deal with ESPN is for one game, $3 billion. This is about potential capitulation and or the money, the huge money that is out there to be negotiated. Now, a couple of weeks ago, there was a story said right now Big 12 negotiations for the future TV contract actually had slowed down, if not shut down, for a while. They've been flirting a little bit. That's customary, okay? That's not unusual. They've been meeting some, and then they were somewhat at a standstill, and it stopped. But that's what this is about. It's, and I'm just wondering, with Greg Sankey starting the SEC meetings on Monday, like he did a couple of years ago, talking about the Bob Dylan song, Times Are Changing. He kept saying it, though. I wonder if this was a cryptic message about this story that was going to come out. I'm just wondering. And I remark again to you, why do you think that the story in the Houston Chronicle, Brett Zwerdeman, who had this story, why do you think that story hit exactly when it was Jimbo's turn at the podium? You think that was just a random, oh, oops, look what got out here. No, very carefully timed release. Spot on, all the attention, SEC media days, there's Jimbo, there's the Aggies, boom, here's your story. Consume this, y'all. Lot of obstacles here. A lot of it doesn't yet add up for me, but it's real, okay? It is real. It's more real than I thought a couple of weeks ago when it came up on the show. Yeah, it's more real than I thought. Now, how far it gets, could this be a negotiating ploy? Might as well put this out in public. Let's see how bad the Big 12 wants to keep us. Why would Texas be willing to give up ultimate flex off power? Right now, Texas can stand in the mirror with everybody else in that league gawking at them, flex in the mirror, look at themselves, and note how cute they look. Look at these muscles. Look at this face. You can't do better than this face right here. Texas can do that. Texas has the muscle. Texas has the resources. Texas has the might. Texas has the power in that league. Texas says what happens in that league. Why would you be willing to give all of that up unless you just felt like we're better off yielding some power, joining the superpower, which has been the SEC? It's not a new story. And if this does go through, we'll just give the SEC more clout than you could possibly imagine. Why would they be willing to give all of that up? Also, go 180 degrees against their academic purpose, which is we would never join the SEC. That is a bunch of junior college heathens. That's the way they look at the SEC academically. Why would all that not be so important for them anymore? If indeed there is a major flirtation going on between Texas, Oklahoma, and the Southeastern Conference. Why would all of that no longer be an item? There is already talk about what this would look like geographically. I'm assuming they would just go geographically east-west, and Alabama, Auburn would move to the east? Just kind of draw a line there. Again, way too early. Way too early to get into that. We've got so many more important things, but it is kind of interesting. How would they draw the map up? Would the SEC do away with the permanent crossover game? Tennessee could use Alabama off that list. That's their permanent crossover. That is a disaster for Tennessee. And it ain't getting better. There's no way to look at that and say, oh, it's just give us a few years. It'll be okay. There's none of that. Chris Landry coming up. I'm sure he'll have some incredible insight. And Dave Biddle, how does this, as far as the waves are concerned, how does this affect the Big Ten? Boy, there's a bunch here. On this Thursday, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Traffic still a mess over here on the west side of town as they continue to work this situation on 40 East, where it's still shut down between 46th Avenue and 440 this morning. What a mess over on the west side. That's affected a lot of folks coming down the interstate this morning on I-40 coming in through Kingston Springs. Just be aware of that as you come in from Dixon County, Hickman County as well this morning, headed towards West Nashville. Ripley's Aquarium, PJ Party with the Penguins coming up. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Odds to win the 2022 College Football Playoff Championship. Alabama the favorite at plus 250, followed by Clemson at plus 350, Ohio State plus 500, Oklahoma plus 700, Georgia plus 800. Updated Super Bowl odds ahead of the 2021 season. The Kansas City Chiefs an early favorite to win it all at plus 500, followed by the Buccaneers at plus 650, the Bills and Rams each at plus 1200, and the 49ers at plus 1300. UFC Fight Night Saturday in Las Vegas. Number 2 ranked Corey Sandhagen will compete in the main event against former bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw, who has not fought in 2 years. Sandhagen the odds on favorite at minus 190, Dillashaw at plus 150. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 93, heat index values make it feel like 100. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. Friday, sunshine, highs near 92. Friday night, mostly clear, 73. For Saturday, sunshine, highs 93. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Chris Landry, top of the hour. Dave Biddle coming up, top hour three, and yeah, Ketch is back. Isn't that ironic? We had him on yesterday, but Ketch is back. One other note, and I'll take the call here. They are actually saying, Brent Zwerneman with the Houston Chronicle. Brent's a very good reporter. He's been on this show in the past couple times. He's saying this could happen in as soon as 2 weeks. But that's different. 2010 wasn't moving that fast. There were some days where it sounded like it was a done deal, but I don't recall things sounding so sped up like they are right now. Again, I'm taught to be skeptical here. My experience with all of this is skepticism But you have to follow where the smoke is, and there's definite smoke here. This is not fake news. There is something tangible here. How it ends up is definitely not clear. That's to be determined. Aliquippa Bob, welcome in.
Well, good morning, Bill. Hey, you know, first off, thoughts and prayers to the Bob family and, you know, FSU fans. You know, he's been one hell of a coach, that's for sure. Hey, Bill, you know, when this news hit this morning, I had a thought. I mean, of course, it was NIL, then it was Super Conference with only elite teams. But you know what came to mind, Bill? The difference between college football and the NFL. Excuse me. And I have to wonder, you know, Bill, college football has the fire, the intensity, the rivalries. And the NFL, before they started all this woke baloney, was really getting kind of boring. It had a boring product. I'm wondering, Bill, what the money comparison is between college football, their total intake, and the NFL's total intake, because you're right, this is about money. And I'm also wondering, Bill, if the powers to be at college football are looking at this saying, you know what, we've got a much better product to put on the field with the intensity and the exuberance of the youth and the excitement and the intensity of the fan bases. We're a much better product than the NFL. And we can surpass the NFL money-wise. I just got to wonder in my mind if that's not what's behind all this. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's definitely about the money. I also think this is about Texas taking a look at their football. Got to remember, this is all about football. It's always been football. It's nothing else. It's about football. It's about the money. It's about the power. And Texas may be coming to the realization that our football recruiting, which is pretty good, but not what it ought to be, needs a rebrand. And the only way to do this is join the SEC. We now are the other team, the big brother of the team that hates us, in the state of Texas, now selling the SEC patch on the lapel. And I think that's a big part of this, too.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, Bill. But look at it from the SEC's perspective. Do they really need Oklahoma and Texas? I mean, they're head and shoulders above everybody else as far as the best conference in college football. I mean, how would you realign the SEC if this did come to pass? Because you're going to have Texas and Oklahoma in what, the West? What are you going to do? You're going to take Alabama and Auburn, put them over in the East with Georgia and Tennessee, Florida? I mean, how are they going to realign? That's a question that came to mind too.
Here's one layout. The East: Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Vanderbilt. You're basically just drawing a line straight down the map. On the other side, the West, you'd have Arkansas, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, A&M, Ole Miss, Missouri, Mississippi State.
Yeah, and you know, Bill, you asked, what's it going to do to the Big Ten? It's going to be the end of the Big Ten. It's going to be the end, I think, of all these other teams in college football, because if Texas and Oklahoma goes into that conference now, you have the best of everything in that conference. The only superpower that's not in that conference, Ohio State and Clemson. And you think Ohio State's going to sit there and watch their recruiting go by the wayside and Penn State? You think they're going to sit back and just let this happen? And I understand your comments about TV rights, but why would Clemson, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame, why would these schools want to be excluded from that? And as far as, like, the money, you know, the TV rights and such in the Big Ten, you had a case where Maryland, you know, got out of the ACC. They were fined, what, $50 million or some ridiculous number, ended up in lawsuits. I don't know how they ended up being settled or if they're still active or what's going on. But contracts are made to be broken. And I just think if this comes to pass, this is going to be the start of the super conferences too, because then the money will really be staggering. So just my two cents, Bill. There are many, many, many thoughts. What a morning.
Thanks, Bob. Be good, bud.
You too, bud. Talk to you.
Like I mentioned, we're set up for this. We're set up for these topics long form, which is the way I want it. I don't want quick little hits here or there. You leave too much out. And Chris Landry is on at top of the hour. We'll get his expertise here. Dave Biddle, Buck Nuts. We were getting him on to talk mainly Ohio State and the Big Ten, but the domino effect of this story as it pertains to the Big Ten. A little later, Catch. Yeah, Catch is coming back. Catch will be with us again, and so many little elements, little meticulous notations that I've tried to make with you this morning already that make this incredibly ironic. You are, if indeed this is going to happen, which again, I'm a little skeptical, a lot of things have gone completely 180. I mean a ton. All right, top of the hour coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.